Okay, today's daf is Maseches Sanhedrin, daf Tes Zayin. Today's shir is sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman, the Zuchus Rafur Shlema, Rav Chaim Naftali Ben Frumit Freida, Shtav Rafur Shlema Besoch, Shar Chol Yisrael, and it's also sponsored by Shragi and Ellen Brill, Li Ilu Nishmas Chaya Fega, Bas Rav Yonah HaKohen, Allah Shalom, the Neshama Shtav and Aliyah, from the Zuchus of our learning. We are holding on Tes Vav Amud Beis at the two dots, Ein Danin. So first we're going to discuss what it means when the Mishnah says that we're not Danin as a Shevet, Ella B'Shivim Ve'Echad, that you need the Sanhedrin of Shivim Ve'Echad to be Dan a Shevet. What exactly did the Shevet do that requires the Beis Din Shel Shivim Ve'Echad? We're going to have a couple of possibilities. And then we're going to discuss the sources that a Navi Sheker and that a Kohen Gadol also require a Beis and Shel Shivim Ve'Echad. The Gemara is going to discuss how many Dayanim by Yashar Niskal or Dine Mamunus of a Kohen Gadol, how many Dayanim you're going to need. Meaning normally Yashar Niskal or Dine Mamunus only require lesser amounts of Dayanim. You don't need Shivim Ve'Echad, but if a Kohen Gadol's Dine Nefashos cases require Shivim Ve'Echad, so maybe every case of a Kohen Gadol should require Shivim Ve'Echad. The Gemara is going to discuss different sources that we need Shivim Ve'Echad to go out L'Melchemes HaRashus. And included in those sources, we're going to discuss the interesting story of David HaMelech and what his nightly schedule was and how he used to decide when to go out. L'milchemes HaRashus. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to get into clay shares of the Beis HaMikdash, how they became Kadosh in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, and how we were Makadish clay shares differently, L'doros. We're then going to bring different sources for appointing Shoftim and Shotrim, not only in all of Klal Yisrael, but also in each Shevet, and not only in each Shevet, but also in each and every city. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to discuss a variety of limitations on making a city into an Ir HaNidachas. Not an easy thing to declare a city an Ir HaNidachas. There are limitations in terms of how many cities, the location of the city. So we're going to discuss a little bit more about Ir HaNidachas. So let's begin at the two dots at Rabbi Akiva, at Ein Danin, about 8-9 lines before the end of the page. First one line is Danin. So says Gemara, Hai Shevet Techata B'mai. What exactly did the Shevet do that we're judging an entire Shevet? Ilema Shevet Shechil Es HaShabbos. If you want to say that we're talking about Stam, they did an Aver of Chil Shabbos, and we have to judge them for being Mechal Shabbos. Emer D'Palag Rachmona Ben Yechidim Lim Rubin Lin Yavol Deskavim. But Bishar Mitzvos Mi Palag, we find that there's a difference between the numbers of people, how we deal with them based on the numbers of people that did an Avera when it comes to an Avera of Avodah Zarah. But do we ever find such a distinction between a small amount of people and a large amount of people that do an Avera when it comes to any other Avera aside from Avodah Zarah? Ella b'shevet shehudach. So no, we have to be saying that the case is that it's a Shevet that did Avodah Zarah. It's a Shevet that was Hudach. It became like a Shevet anidachas. L'meimer d'bedina d'ram d'anin lay. Wait, do you mean to tell me though that a Shevet that does Avodah Zarah gets treated like an Ir HaNidachas, and they don't have just a din of a number of individuals who each individually violated Avodah Zarah and should be treated as such? So come on, lo k'rabbi Yoshia, v'lo k'rabbi Yonasan. This seems to assume against both Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan in terms of how they define what qualifies as an Ir HaNidachas. D'tanya ad kama osin Ir HaNidachas, miyud v'ad kuf, divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia holds that the number of people that you need to have done Avodah Zarah in order for the city to be an Ir HaNidachas, or the number of people in the city in order for the city to be an Ir HaNidachas, has to be somewhere between 10 and 100. If there are less than 10 people, then it doesn't qualify as a city, and therefore is not an Ir HaNidachas. If there are more than 100 people, it's too many for it to be considered an Ir HaNidachas. As Rashi points out in the bottom Rashi, Batzir me'asara lomikri ir, utzfei mimea nafka mitoras ir. More than 100 is also not a city. It's too large. Vavalut tzibur. It becomes a different entity called a tzibur. That's more than a city. But tzibur looks if sayif, hilka chalecha nidim finasmo b'schila. And when a tzibur does Avodah Zarah, each one has to be judged independently. Rabbi Yonasan omer, mikuf v'yad ruba shal shevet. That no, the numbers are between 100 and the majority of the shevet. But bottom line, what you see is that even according to Rabbi Yonasan, Yonasan, the Gemara is about to point out, when you have more than a majority of the Shevet, it's no longer going to be able to be judged as near an Idachas. It's too many people. Even Rabbi Yonasan, who allows for a larger group of people to be identified as an Iron Idachas, only says a majority of the Shevet, but not an entirety of a Shevet. So bottom line is, we're stuck with our question. What is the case where we're done a Shevet b'shev mechad? It can't be that they stam do naver like Chil Shabbos, because we don't find that there's any such special din of a group doing naver like that. And it can't be Avodah Zarah, because the qualifications of an Iron Idachas are only if you have at max a rubo shel shevet, but not the entire shevet. So Amrav Masna hacha bin nasi shevet shechata askinan. Now the case over here is that it's a nasi shevet that sinned in whatever sin he did, and the chiddush is not that we're dan a shevet, we're dan a mass of people. It's that we're dan the nasi of the shevet as an Iron Idachas. So that is our third possible, not as an Iron Idachas, as a b'shevim ba'echad. So that's our third possibility of what we mean when we say that we're done a shevet b'shivim be'echad. Milo amarav ad barava kol adavar agadol yaviyu elecha, and we darshin, what does it mean kol adavar agadol yaviyu elecha? Dvarav shel gadol, that the dvarav shel gadol, matters that involve a very prominent person, are brought to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, which in the times of Yisra was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu represented the Beis and Shul Shavim Echad. So matters involving a Gadol went to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Hainami Gadolu, so the Nasi Shevet is a Gadol, and therefore it goes to the Beis and Shul Shavim Echad. Ula Amar Ablazar Biban Aliske Nachlos. He says, no, a fourth possibility. What does it mean that we're only done a Shevet with Bezen Shal Shum Ve'echad? Not a Shevet that did an Avera. When it comes to dealing with Nachlos, with issues of Yerusha and which parts of the land belong to which Shevet, so that has to be done with Shivim Ve'echad. Ukit Chilasa Shal Eretz Yisrael. And it's similar to the way we initially divided up Eretz Yisrael. Mat Chilasa Shivim Ve'echad. Afkan Shivim Ve'echad. Just like the initial division of Eretz Yisrael was with Sanhedrin Shalayin Aleph, so over here as well, you're really going to compare it to Tchilasa Shal Eretz Yisrael? Imat Tchilasa Kalpi Vurim V'Tumim V'Kol Yisrael Afkan Kalpi Vurim V'Tumim V'Kol Yisrael. You know, when we initially divided up Eretz Yisrael, there was a box and with a raffle, and there was an Urim V'Tumim that determined what belongs to who, and there was Kol Yisrael was present. So you're going to tell me every time that there's a dispute about Nachla involving different Shvatim, you're going to need all of that as well? You're telling me you need the Beis and Shal Shum Mechad? You're going to need all of the other qualifications as well? Ela mechavarta k'drav Masna. So we have to go back and assume like what Rav Masna said, that the case is, it's a Nasi Shevet. That's where you require Shivim Ve'echad. Ravina amar li olam b'shevet shehudach. He says, forget about Rav Masna. You could even go back to our second suggestion, that we're talking about a Shevet Shehudach, that a Shevet that violated Avodah Zarah. Ay, u'd'kakashulach b'dinah d'ra, that which we ask, but do we treat them like a dina de rabim? I thought it's already too many once it's beyond rubo shel shevet. In avgav de katlinon biyachid be dina de rabim dainin lay. Even though you're right that as far as when it comes to killing them, we do not treat them with the shivim ve'echad, but when it comes to judging them, we judge them with the beis and shel shivim ve'echad. Milo amar b'cham rabbi yosef rabbi oshia vod seisa se isha hu o se isha ahi, where the pasuk says that you take out the guilty party, whether it be the man, a man, a woman, to the Shara'ir, to the gate of the city, meaning to the local Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin Katana of 23 judges. What do we darshan from there? Ish v'isha atamotzi l'sharecha v'atamotzi kali erkula l'sharecha, that you can bring out an ish or isha to the shara of your city, to the Sanhedrin Katana, but you can't bring out an entire city l'sharecha. So achanami ish v'isha atamotzi l'sharecha v'atamotzi kala shevet kula. Over here also, you could bring out ish v'isha l'sharecha, but there's no way you could bring out kol ha-shevet kulo, that you're going to be able to bring out an entire shevet to the local beis in the Sanhedrin Ketana. That has to be dealt with by the Sanhedrin Gedola. So that we can suggest that when we say that we are only done bebezin shal shivim a shevet bebezin shal shivim ve'echad, we're talking about where it was a shevet shehudach, and even though Tsunami, we kill them biyachid, but beidina derab dainin leh. When it comes to bring them l'sharecha for judgment, it's not l'sharecha. You can't bring an entire shevet l'sharecha. You go to the beis and shel shivim ve'echad to judge this case, to judge a case of a shevet. So we had four possibilities of what it means to judge a shevet, but only two of them survive. The first possibility that it was shevet shemachal shabbos, we rejected it. It never rejuvenated that possibility. Second possibility, shevet that violated avodah zarah, that one survived because it could be that yes, we will judge them with shem ve'echad. The third possibility that it's talking about a nasi shevet that also survived. That also is a possibility that it's not talking about a shevet that sinned. It's talking about a nasi shevet. The fourth possibility that it's talking about the issues of nachalos relating to a shevet, we rejected that as well because if we're going to decide that you need shem ve'echad, you should also decide they need kalpi urim v'tumim kol Yisrael, and we certainly don't need that every time there's an issue of nachlos of Eretz Yisrael. There is a discussion when we have this machlokas tanaim of how many people qualify as an ir nidachas. So one possibility, Rabbi Yoshia said between 10 and 100, and then Rabbi Yonason said between 100 and rubush shel shevet. So 10 and 100, what? 10 and 100 people in the entire city, or 10 and 100 people who violated avodah zarah within that city? So the pashtus is it means we're defining, as Rashi had pointed out, we read the Rashi, we're defining the term ear as far as ir nidachas is concerned. If we're defining the term ear, l'chora means the number of people in total in the city. Then you would need a majority of whatever that number is. So let's say there are 70 people in the city, 36 of them would have had to have violated avodah zarah. But the number between 10 and 100 has to relate to the people, number of people in the city, and it's pretty much mefurish that way in the bottom Tosfos, Dibra Maschil, Me'as Saravad Kuf. The difficulty is that the Rambam in the fourth parak of Ilchavos Chav Malacha Beis writes, V'yu hamudachin mi'me'ad vad rubo shel shevet. He paskins like the second day, like Rabbi Yonasan, but he defines the mudachin have to be between me'ah and rubo shel shevet, the people who actually violate avodah zarah, not the number of citizens in the city, shenemar yoshvei ha'ir. But then he goes on to say, how do I know that? Because it says, yoshvei ha'ir, lo kfar katan, v'lo krach gadol. Sounds like he's defining it as the size of the city, not as the number of people within the city who had violated the avodah zarah. So that's a difficulty. The Rambam himself seems to be a stira. It seems to be somewhat difficult. Another issue that comes up over here, it's discussed by Rishonim, is we have this drasha ish v'isha atamotzi l'sharecha. So it sounds like that shevet that does naveira, they're judged by bezin shel chav gimel. They're not judged by bezin shel chav gimel. They're judged by bezin shel shivim ve'echad, because it says ish, and an ear or a shevet is not part of ish. So Tosfos raises the question that there is a sugya maseches pesachim on daf samach vavim beis that also is mima'it something from ish. The Gemara over there is talking about who is nidcha to Pesach Sheni. If someone is tameh, can't bring Pesach Rishon, so when do we say, you know what, you bring Pesach Sheni instead, and when do we say tumo trebet zibur and you'll bring Pesach Rishon? So the pasuk says ish ish ki yeh tameh lenefesh. So the Chum Darshan, ish nidcha lePesach Sheni ve'ein tzibur nidachim. The tzibur is not nidcha lePesach Sheni. So if Rov Yisrael is Tameh, we do the Pesach Bizmana Bituma. So if an ear is Tameh, it's Nidcha Pesach Sheni, though. That we do say, because the Torah says, the Gemara over there says that only if Rov Yisrael is Tameh, sounds like an ear would qualify as Ish. Even though the Torah says Ish is Nidcha Pesach Sheni, so I ask Tosfos, how come when it comes to Pesach Sheni, an ear is called an Ish and is Nidcha Pesach Sheni, and yet over here, we say that no, ish atamotzi l'sharecha, v'atamotzi ir l'sharecha. So Tos suggests a couple of answers. One of them is just simply you have to look at context. Why is it that you can't bring an ir l'sharecha? Because it doesn't make any sense. It's the shar ha'ir that you're bringing them to. So you don't bring a whole ear to the shar ha'ir. So you know, it's all based on the context of what we're talking about, as opposed to Karban Pesach is for all of Klal Yisrael. A couple of other answers. Tos gives another answer as well, that shevet that does avodah zarah is not nidun kiyachid, because it says many times Ish v'isha. So we say that a shevet is not b'chal ish, but by Pesach, shevet is b'chal ish because it only says one time ish. So it's a matter of how many times we have the miut of the pasuk. It could also be because it says ish v'isha over here, as opposed to just ish, like it says by Pesach Sheni. So those are some of the possibilities. There's an interesting ha'ara that one of the achronim has on the very last line of the Gemara. We said not just that you're not motzi a shevet, but v'yatamotzi kol hashevet kulo l'sha'arecha. What does that word kulo add? Kol hashevet kulo. So we have this a lot of times in Judaism, that we have such a phrase where we say kol kula, kol kulo. So the for example, in Rosh Hashanah, it's v'kol arisha kula ka'ashan tichla. Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo. It's kol and it's kulo. So the Levush writes that it's a kefa lashon, that you say kol, because you already said everything, and the Taz explains in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Beis Nilchus Rosh Hashanah, that since a lot of times we do have a principle of rubo kikulo, that the majority is like kulo, so when we want to express that something is literally kulo, we say kol and kulo. We say kol and kulo. Kol ha'olam kulo means all of it, not most of it. That is the ha'ar of the Taz. So asks the Chidushei Ramaz on our sugya is against the Taz, because the Gemara says we're not dan shevet al pi bezin shoshum ve'achad, and we learn it from the pasuk that you're not motzi kol ha'shevet kulo l'sha'arecha, the Gemara says. Now, it says kol ha'shevet and kulo, and Rashi writes that on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, on our Mishnah, that rubo shel shevet, that's over Avodah Zarah b'mezid, is what we're referring to. Rubo shel shevet, even though it says kol and kulo. And the Marshal says Rashi has to say rubo shel shevet, because rubo shel shevet, that's over Avodah Zarah, has a din of kulo shel shevet, because rubo kikulo, meaning we do apply the din of rubo kalkulo, and so that's the difficulty. The Chidush Ramaz points out that you have to say it has to be only rubo, because the Gemara Bava Basra tells us that we have a mesora that no shevet will ever be entirely destroyed. So if you're going to declare an entire shevet a nir nidachas, the kalkulo of a shevet a nir nidachas, that would be a major problem, because we have a mesora that you cannot destroy, that will never happen. The Kodesh Baruch will never allow it to happen, that an entire shevet will be destroyed. So that's on the Taz. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Lois Navi Hashekar. We said you also can't kill the Navi Sheker or Dan the Navi Sheker unless you have Shivim Ve'echon. Minani Mili. So how do I know that that's the case? Am Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Asya Hazada Hazada Mizakin Mamre. We have Gzeir Shava that uses the term Hazada both by Navi Sheker and by Zakin Mamre. Ma'al Alon Mishivim Ve'echon. Afkar Mishivim Ve'echon, just like Zakin Mamre is obviously dealing with the Sanhedrin Agadol. So we're also Sanhedrin Agadol. Va'azada Kiksiva B'Ketolog D'Ksiva. But wait, in what context does it mention Azada by Zakin Mamre? By the killing of the Zakin Mamre. The killing of the Zakin Mamre is in his local Sanhedrin of 23. It's only his Hamra'a when the Zakin Mamre goes against the Psak of the Beis, and that's when it's B'Shivim Be'echad. So how can we learn anything Azada Azada from Zakin Mamre about a Beis of Shivim Be'echad? Elam Rishlakish Gomer Dover Dover Me'amra Aso. No, we don't use Hazada Azada, but the word Dover appears when it describes the Hamra of the Zakin Mamre, and that Taka is in the Beis and Shulshim Ve'echad. So it says, okay, but once we have that that link between the two parashios, v'lahadar Zakin Mamre, v'ligmar Hazada Hazada minavi ha-shaker, why don't we go back and say that Hazada Hazada should also be Gzeir Shava, and that just like Navi ha-shaker is done with the Beis and Shulshim Ve'echad, that Zakin Mamre should get killed with the Beis and Shulshim Ve'echad. Meaning, enochinami, from the psukim themselves about Zakin Mamre, we would only know that his Hamra has to be Beis and Shulshim. We wouldn't know that is killing. It would only be B'chav Gimel. But maybe we should make this Gezer Shava of Azada Azada to teach that his killing should be B'vez and Shul Shav Me'echad. Says Gemara, Davar Davar Gamir, Azada Azada Lo Gamir. No, we only have the Gezer Shava of Davar Davar. We don't have another Gezer Shava of Azada Azada. And Rashi explains that Gezer Shava is all about Mesare. Ein Adam Dan Gezer Shava Me'asmalim Ken Kibla Mirabo. So that's the Gezer Shava that they had. They only had Gezer Shava of Davar Davar. They never had Gezer Shava Azada Azada. You can't ask Akasha, why don't you make make a gzeirah shavu. We don't make gzeirah shavos. That is how Rashi explains. The Yad Ramah explains a little differently. He says that that the Tana didn't learn Hazada Hazada because the Lashonos of the Tupsukim by Hazada are not exactly the same. Because by Zakin Mamre it says Vaisha Shayasa Bizadon. By the Navi Sheker it says Acha Navi Asher Yazid. So we'd rather learn the Dover Dover Gzeirah Shavu where the Lashonos are exactly the same, as opposed to the Azada Azada Gzeirah Shavu where the Lashonos are not exactly the same. Why does the Yad Ramah have to give such a fancy pshat? Why not just say like Rashi? That was their tradition. Their tradition was Dover Dover. Their tradition was not Hazada Hazada. So it probably speaks to a much greater discussion in the Rishonim about what it means that Ein Adam Dan Gzeirah Shavu Me'atzmo. Doesn't mean that all of the details were passed down b'Mesora from Rebbe to Talmud, or maybe no. Maybe it was much vaguer than that. Maybe they had a Mesora that these Parshios are linked. But they didn't have a Mesora how to link the Parshios, which word in the Parshios, and that would be how the Yad Ramah is understanding it, that they must have had a Mesora how the Parshios, that the Parshios were linked, and the whole issue is how to link the Parshios, so we have to figure out what's the most likely candidate, and the most likely candidate are, even though it's true, the Shava Kohen Uva Kohen, sometimes we have Gzeirah Shavas, that the words are not exactly precisely the same, but that's when there are no other options. When you have other options, where there is great precision, where the words are exactly the same, that would be the better option. The lowest Kohen Gadol, we also can't judge a Kohen Gadol with less than Shivim Ve'echad. So, how do I know that then, that a Kohen Gadol requires a Bezen Shal Shivim Ve'echad for his cases? So, says Gemara, Amr Avad Bar Avad, Amr Kra, Kol Hadavar HaGadol Yaviu Eilecha. And what do we darshan from there? Dvarav Shal Gadol. Matters involving a very chashva person. Meisvei Davar Gadol, Davar Kasha. Davar Gadol means weighty matters, very heavy matters, difficult matters. Atomer Dover, not matters involving a very important person, but difficult issues. Atomer Dover Kasher, I know the Dvar Shal Gadol. Do I know that for sure? Does it mean Dover Kasher? Does it mean matters involving a great person? Kshu Omer is HaDover HaKashi Yavin El Moshe. When the Pasuk already tells us you should bring the Dover HaKasha to Moshe, Hare Dover Kasha Omer. We see the Torah already covers the Dover Kasha. So it must mean when it says Dover HaGadol, Dvar of Shal Gadol. Says Dvar, we're assuming like the following Tana. The Tanya Dover Gadol Dvar Shal Gadol. That it means matters of a great person. Atomer Dvar Shal Gadol Einol Dvar Akasha. How do I know? Maybe it means very challenging matters. Kshomer Hadavar Akasha Hari Dvar Kasha Amur. It already says Dvar Kasha. Hamani Mekayim Dvar Gadol Dvar of Shal Gadol. So what do I do with Dvar Gadol? Must be teaching me Dvar of Shal Gadol. V'hai Tana Trei Krei Lamali. Well, wait a second. If it's talking about difficult way matters, why do I need two psukim? Tell me the same thing. Chad l'tzava bi'alma, v'chad la'asiya. One is when Yisro is giving the instructions, this is how it should go, that weighty, difficult matters should go to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, and the other is when it's actually implemented, that's in fact how it happened. V'idach, and the other sheet would say, imkein, yeah, I understand that you need two psukim, one to tell me how the advice went, and one to tell me how it actually went, but in Cain, lichtov o gadol gadol, o kasha kasha. But then at least leave the lashonos consistent. My gadol or my kasha, shema minah tarti. Why does it have to use two different lashonos of gadol and kasha? It must be that it's teaching me this additional din that not only do difficult matters go to Moshe Rabbeinu, but even matters involving dvarav shel gadol, even the matters involving a gadol, go to the beis din of Moshe Rabbeinu. So by Reb Lazer, shorosh hakohen gadol bekam. When it comes to dealing with a shor of a Kohen Gadol that killed, so we know that a shor is dealt with by a Sanhedrin of Chaf Gimel because that's how you would deal with the owner. So do we look at that particular shor's owner and say, well, what kind of beis din would deal with this individual? Or do we say, no, that a shor that kills is dealt with like a human being, but not like his particular owner? So when his owner happens to be the Kohen Gadol, so Dvarav Shal Gadol, that goes to a beis din of Ayin Aleph. So do we say the shor as well should go to a beis din of Shiv Ve'echad, should go to the Sanhedrin of Gadol to be dealt with? Or do we say, no, he just gets dealt with by the same type of Sanhedrin that normal human beings would? Amar Abayim, The very fact that we're asking the question about a shor makes it sound like it's obvious to us what the din would be by his mamon, that the mamon of a kohen gadol will be with only three. So says mar pshita, yeah, that is obvious. No, it's not so obvious. Ma'od the tamal because of kol davar gadol kol davar shel gadol. I might have thought kol davar gadol means every matter involving the kohen gadol, not just dinei nefashos cases, but even dinei mamonis cases should go to the bezin shel shem echad kamash milan. That's why it has to tell me otherwise. Now the view the rights in the tshuva madura tinyan chosh mishpat that in siman zayin that just like the gemara is a suffix by a din of a shoru shel kohen gadol that kills, we could also have the same suffix by avdo shel kohen gadol shaharag, that if it's nidon b'shem v'echad dayanim, so kol shkein the eved should, if the shor is nidon b'shem v'echad, so for sure the eved should be nidon b'shem v'echad, but if the shor is nidon b'chav gimel, maybe the eved is also nidon b'chav gimel from the ben ha-mechaber, the son of the nadibu that has a hagah where he says no, it's definitely the eved of the kohen gadol, there's never a suffix. Eved of the kohen gadol is for sure only with chav gimel and not with 71 judges, because wait, why does that make sense? The shor of the kohen gadol, there's a havamina, has to be dealt with by 71 judges. And the Eved of the Kohen Gadol, as a human being, is only going to be dealt with by 23 judges, says the son of Nodavida. Yeah, because it's by the Shor of the Kohen Gadol that we have a pasuk in the Torah that says that Kemisa Balon Kach Misa Shor, that there's a pasuk in the Torah that says V'gam Balav you must, that we learn from there that the Shor is treated like the Balon. There's no such pasuk in the Torah that tells us such a thing by an Eved. So that's what the Yachronim point out. How do you understand that Chiddush in the Torah? Is the Torah telling me that you kill the Shor of a Kohen Gadol with 71 Dayanim the same way you would kill its owner, and therefore and it's only a din about the Shor of a Kohen the Shor of a Kohen Gadol, and that's it? Or do you understand that the Chiddush of the Pasuk is that when you dan din and nefashos that involve the mammon of the Kohen Gadol, you dan it as if it were the gufo shel Kohen Gadol, in which case that would apply equally to an Eved, that's din and nefashos involving the mammon of a Kohen Gadol, so the Eved and the Shor would have the same status if that's the way you were to look at it. Okay, says the Gemara further. We're at the two dots. Ein motzin. So we said we don't go to Melchemes HaRoshos unless we get permission from the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So minan imili, how do I know that that's the case? Amar Rabbi Avo, Damar Kra, V'lefnei Elazar HaKohen Yamud, who ze melech? Who is a reference to the melech? The kol b'nei Yisrael ito ze mashuach melchama. So that's how we know the mashuach melchama has to be involved. The kol ha'eda ze Sanhedrin. And it says the kol ha'eda, that teaches us that the Sanhedrin needs to be involved. Says the Gemara, yeah, but we don't see from there that you need to get reshus from the Sanhedrin, just that they need to be involved. V'dilma the Sanhedrin, the karmel lehu rachman, the shay leburim v'tumim. Maybe the role of the Sanhedrin when it comes to going to melchama Rishus is that the Sanhedrin should be the ones that are shoal, the Urim V'tumim, that ask the Urim V'tumim. But you don't need the Sanhedrin's approval, the Sanhedrin's advice. So Ela ki hada amar Rav Acha bar Bizna amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida. Now, you know how we know that you need the approval of the Sanhedrin to go to a Melchama? It's based on what Rav Acha bar Bizna told us in the name of Rabbi Shimon Chasida. Ki nor ayatollah l'malam imitasar shel David. David HaMelech used to have a harp that was hanging above his bed. When it came time for Chatzos Laila, midnight, at exactly midnight, the northern wind would blow against the harp, and it would play music on its own. In the Yerushalmi, there are two deos, whether it was Menagin Me'elav, or the Ruach Tzvonus would wake up David, and David would play the harp. Two deos in the Yerushalmi, nafkamina would be, did it happen on Shabbos, right? If it happened, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu just blew the wind and it blew the harp, so then it happened on Shabbos as well. But if it was David playing, so you would imagine he honored the Gzer Hashem Yisak in Klishir and didn't play the harp. So anyway, it was Menagin Me'elav, it played on its own. Miyada Yadavid Amid Vosik Petorah Ad Sha'ol Amud HaShachar. So David would wake up at midnight and learn Torah until Amud HaShachar. Kivin Sha'ol Amud HaShachar, once Amud HaShachar happened, once Amud HaShachar came, nichnesu chachmei Yisrael etzlo. The chachmei Yisrael would come into David Amrullo and they would start having a conversation with him and they would say, Adoneinu HaMelech, Amcha Yisrael tzrichin leparnasa. The Jewish people need parnasa, they need some help. Amrullahem luchuvis parnasu zemizah. He said, well, the Jewish people should help each other. Let them help each other out in terms of parnasa. Amrullo, eina kometz maspia esari veina bar mismali mukhliyaso. It's not going to work. The small amount, a kmitza, is not going to satisfy a lion. The bar will not be able to fill itself from the chulyas habar, from the dirt of the bar. Rishonim have a debate what exactly that means. The bar is not filled from the chulya. Some understand that if you dig a bar and then try to refill that bar with the dirt that you dug, it's not going to truly refill the bar. Problem is, the metzius is that it doesn't seem that that's correct. When you dig a bar and you loosen the dirt actually becomes fluffier. It will more than refill the bar. All right, whatever he meant. It meant that there's not going to be sufficient funds if we just tell the Jewish people, you got to help each other, you have to support each other. There's still going to be people that are in need. It's not going to work. So he says, okay, so let's go out to war, and we'll have spoils of war, and that will support us. So as soon as he issued that advice, they took the advice of Achitofel, and they consulted with the Sanhedrin, and they asked the Urim V'tumim, and only then would they go out to a Melchemes to HaRashos. Amar Rav Yosef Maikra V'achrei Achitofel B'noyo B'noyada V'Avyasar V'sar Tzval the Melech Yoav. So we see from there Achitofel Zayoetz. Achitofel is the one who gave the advice. V'cheinu Omer V'atzas Achitofel Asher Yoatz. Achitofel is always looked at as the advice giver. That's why Achitofel ultimately, when he saw that his advice wasn't being followed by Avshalom, that's when he killed himself, because he knew that if his advice is not being followed, then Avshalom's rebellion is ultimately going to fail. But at this time, he was still the advisor of David HaMelech. U'b'noyo ben Yoyada zu Sanhedrin. B'noyo ben Yoyada is a reference to the Sanhedrin. Ev'yasar elu urim v'tumim. V'cheinu amru v'noyo ben Yoyada ala kresi v'yala plesi. That's a reference to the urim v'tumim. V'lama nikra shman kresi u'plesi. Why are the urim v'tumim referred to as kresi u'plesi? Kresi shekarsin d'vrayim u'plesi shemuflon ma'aseyan. Kresi is because it comes to clear decisions, and plesi because it's muflon ma'aseyan. It's wondrous how the Urim V'tumim worked. V'acharchach sar tzval l'melech Yoav. And then the general got involved to plan the war strategy. Amar Rav Yitzchak Breider of Adav Armila Amar Rav Yitzchak of Dimi Maikra Ura kvodi ura novel v'kinor ayira shachar. What's the pasuk that tells me that David HaMelech would wake up from a kinor? That's the pasuk. The pasuk says that a kinor would wake up David, that the playing of a harp would be David's alarm clock each and every day. Very interesting that the Gemara describes this. This is a sugya. The Gemara says the same thing in the beginning of Maseches Brachos and Daf Gimel, but the Anaf Yosef over there in Brachos says this conversation happened every single day. Every single day. The first part I understand. Amcha Yisrael Shichem Parnasa. We need to come up with new things to help the Jewish people be mefarnes each other. So every day David would say we should go fight a war, and every day they went through this whole process. Hard to imagine. So he says, no, this is just an example. First part of the conversation probably happened every day in terms of there are needs for the Jewish people, and David HaMelech dealt with those needs immediately at Amud HaShachar. After learning the second half of the night, immediately at Amud HaShachar, number one item on the agenda was to deal with the needs of Klal Yisrael. So we give an example. These are the kinds of needs and the kinds of discussions that David HaMelech had every day. But just by the example, we do see that there was this idea of Nimlachin b'Sanhedrin, of discussing with the Sanhedrin. Meiri points out, why did they have to discuss with the Sanhedrin? This is only for Melchemes HaRashus, but not for Melchemes Mitzvah. For Melchemes Mitzvah, it's not necessary to discuss with the Sanhedrin. So the Milchas Chinuch explains that why is it for Melchemes Mitzvah you don't have to discuss with the Sanhedrin, Melchemes Rashus you do? Because Milchas Chinuch points out, every time there is a Melchama, there's going to be loss of life. That's the nature of Melchama. Normally we say Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Kala Torah Kula. Forget about any other mitzvah. If there's pikuach nefesh, then we're most interested in allowing people to survive. So how can you ever go out to milchama? People are going to die. Says Milchas Chinuch, that's the nature of milchama. The nature of a milchama's mitzvah is that you have a mitzvah to do that involves loss of life. And we don't follow normal rules of pikuach nefesh. What about milchama's rishus? Well, you need special dispensation from the Sanhedrin, because you can't just take loss of life so lightly. But that's a critical Minchas Chinuch, and then the Siv even goes further and says Milchamas Rosh Hashanah will be the same thing, that it's natural to Milchama that there will be loss of life, and therefore we ignore Pikuach Nefesh. That's what Shachter pointed out, that when people say you can't, you have to give away land for peace or whatever else, you have to give away all the, because if even a single life will be lost, and many Gedolei Yisrael felt this way, that even if a single life will be lost, it's not worth it. Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Kol HaTorah Kula, so it's Docha Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Well, that assumes that you don't view it as a Milchamas Mitzvah. If you view it as a Milchamas Mitzvah, then certainly, even with the loss of life, you have to fight a Milchamas Mitzvah. So that was a discussion amongst the Gedolei Yisrael of this past generation. Vein Mosifin Ali Ir. So we said you can't add to the Ir Vazaros unless you have the Sanhedra Gadol either. Minani Mili. Amr of Sim Barchia. Amr Kra. Kikol Asher Ani Maros. Chaz Tavnes HaMishkan. V'chein Tasu. L'doros HaBotin. Now, whatever the Tavnes HaMishkan is, so the Ir, the Azaros, that's how you do for future generations as well. Masiv Rava. Kala Kelim Shas HaMoshe Mashiach Chasen Mekadshan. Mikan Ve'lech HaVadosan Minchad Chasen. That initially the Kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made for the Mishkan, how were they sanctified? Through Mashiach B'Shem Namishcha. In later generations, it was only through using them, through Avoda, that they were Mechanech L'Kelim. V'amai, V'neim V'chein Tassu L'Doros HaBoin. But what happened to this Pasuk, that whatever they did in days of Moshe, that's what you do in future generations. So why all of the sudden, the way that the Mekadesh Klei Sharis change in later generations? Shaini Asam Dom Kravim Shechem V'Kadesh Osam. Osam B'Mashiach V'lo L'Doros B'Mashiach. Pasuk says specifically that in Moshe's generation was B'Mashiach, but not in future generations. No, maybe that means in Moshe's generation it could have only been done by Mashiach, but in future generations it didn't only have to be done by Mashiach, it also could be done by Avoda. And that would be a sufficient difference between the days of Moshe and later generations. So it says, well, no, that can't be, because Amar Papa Amar Kra, Asher Yisharsu B'Makodesh, HaKosov Tolim B'Sherus, that the Torah specifically says the use of these Kelim is what's Mekadesh them in future generations. Elo Osam Lamli, then why do I need the drasha of Osam? Because Yilav Osam Avaminu L'Doros B'Mashicha Uba Avoda Da'aksiv V'chein Tasu. If not for the word Osam, I would have thought that in future generations, not that it's either or, but that it's both. That in order to be Mekadesh the Kelim, you need Mashicha and Avoda. So Kas Rachman Osam Osam B'Mashicha V'lo L'Doros B'Mashicha. So that's why I have the drasha of Osam to tell me L'Doros does not require Mashicha, and I have Asher Yishar Subam B'Kodesh to tell me that L'Doros does require Avoda, that it's the Avoda that's Mekadesh the Klei Sharis. Veinos and Sanadraos, we are all make Sanadraos with less than a base and Shoshim Vechad. Minolan, Kadashkan B'Moshe, Duki Sanadraos. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first one to establish Sanadraos. Moshe Makum Shim Vechad Kai, and Moshe took the place of the Sanhedrin. He was the Sanhedrin Agadol. Tan Rabban, Minayin Shemamidin Shoftim Lisal. How do I know that the Jewish people need Shoftim over the entire people? Tam Lomar, Shoftim Titain. Shoftim Lisal Minayin, how do I know we need Shoftim as well? Tam Lomar, Shoftim Titain. Shoftim Kol Shevet Shevet Minayin, how do I know that you need Shoftim that govern each and every Shevet? Tam Lomar, Shoftim L'Shvatecha. Shoftim Kol Shevet Shevet Minayin, how do I know you need Shoftim for each and every Shevet? Tam Lomar, Shoftim L'Shvatecha. Shoftim Kol Yevi Minayin, how do I know that you need Shoftim not only for each Shevet, but for each city? Tam Lomar, Shoftim L'Sha'arecha, and Sha'arecha is each city. Shoftim L'Kol Yevi Minayin, how do I know you need Shoftim for each city? Tam Lomar, Shoftim L'Sha'arecha, it says Shoftim L'Sha'arecha. Rabbi Domer Echad Mamun Al Kulam, Shnemar Titen L'cha, that one is appointed over all of them, that there's a hierarchy, so there's one that's Mamun Al Kulam, and that's a reference to the Sanhedrin Agadol. They are the Shoftim that are above all others, so that's from Titen L'cha. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Amr L'Shvatecha V'Shoftu Mitzvah B'Shevet L'Adon Shifto, that it's a mitzvah of each Shevet to be done their own comrades, their own Shevet. You don't go, people in one Shevet should not go to a Beis Din in a different Shevet, they should go to their own Beis Din in their Shevet. So now the Gemara discusses a little bit about Ir Anidachas. V'Einos Nir Anidachas. Minan Emili, Nir Anidachas can only be determined, declared with the Sanhedrin Shel Shem Vecher. Minan Emili, Amr L'Chiv Bar Yosef, Amr Rabbi Yoshe, Adam Rekra, V'Otzeisa Se'isha Hu, Olas E'isha Ahi. Ish V'isha Atamotzi L'Sharecha, V'Atamotzi Kol Ir Kula L'Sharecha. Like we learned on Amr Aleph, that you can only bring an Ish V'isha L'Sharecha, you can't bring an entire city Lisha Arecha. Ein Osi Nir Nidachas Besvar. We also said that you can't make a Nir Nidachas, we said in the Mishnah, by a border town. The Nir Nidachas has to be from the heartland of Eretz Yisrael, not on a border town. My time of Mikir B'cha Amr Rachman of Olam and Asfar. That it's dafka has to be mikir b'cha, but not in any border. V'lo shalosh, we also said you can't make three arei nidachas, d'chsev achas. Avalos nachas oshayim, but you can make one or two, d'chsev arecha, because it says arecha, which is plural. Tan Rabbanan, achas, achas v'lo shalosh atom, achas v'lo shalosh atom, achas v'lo shtayim. Does achas mean one and not three, or does it mean one and not two? K'shomer arecha, arei shtayim amur. No, it says you can have arecha, plural, so it must be that you can have two. Hamani mekayim achas, achas v'lo shalosh. So achas must mean achas v'lo shalosh, and not achas v'lo shtayim. Zinnam rav bebezin echadu deynosin, abishnayim v'shalosh abad dinin osin. Sometimes Rav would say that you only can't have three arei and dachas declared by a single beis din, but multiple batei din could declare multiple arei and dachas. V'zinnam rav afilu b'shayim v'shalosh abatei dinim. And other times he would say that even two or three batei dinim cannot declare multiple arei and dachas. Li'olam ein osin. My time at the Rav, what's the svara? Mishum karcha, because of karcha. We don't want there to be like these empty bald spots, so to speak, spotting Eretz Yisrael. Amrei shalakash al-shanu al-makam echar, av l'shayim u'shal shemakamos osin. Rabbi Yochanan amar ein osin mishum karcha. So as machlok as to what if it's in multiple different places? Can you have three arei nidachas in different spots in Eretz Yisrael? Tani kama said, Rabbi Yochanan ein osin shal shayaros munidachas b'Eretz Yisrael, av l'osin osam shtayim. Kagonachas b'yudu v'achas b'galil, av l'shtayim b'yudu v'shtayim b'galil ein osin. You can't have two in the same region. Usmuch l'svara filu achas ein osin, and near a border you can't even have one. My time Hashem yishvu nachrim v'yachrivu as Eretz Yisrael, because the nachrim might hear about that and then it leaves us vulnerable on the border. Why do I need that reason? V'tepikli d'mikir b'cham rachman v'lo min asfar. Don't I have a pasuk that teaches me that you can't have a border town be in Erdachas? And Zegmar Reb Shimon he did darish time of the cry. And Enochinami, the pasuk teaches it to me. Reb Shimon is explaining the logic because he is darish time of the cry. Okay.